Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We are in the womb of the morning. I am leaving us today. My name is Eudania, and I'm sending air hugs and greetings to all my brothers and sisters in Christ this morning. I want to give honor to Bishop and Lady House this morning. And the Aaronic blessing says, may the Lord keep them and bless them and cause his face to shine upon them and give them peace and everyone that's around them this morning. And I want to also give honor to the precious gift to the body of Christ, Dr. Ann Mercer, for extending the invitation to pray this morning. As my mom always told me, she always says, baby, when she gets off the phone, she says, I love you better. And so we love you better, Dr. Mercer. We always want to give honor because honor is the discerning, the celebration and rewarding of a person's uniqueness, of their usefulness, of their excellence when it's due. And we should never miss the opportunity because honor gives you access. You know, we are multidimensional. So it's the dimension that you honor that will release the grace. I say it again, that's a little secret. It's the dimension that you honor that will release the grace. And what do I mean about that, Eudania? So if you honor the friend, you will receive the relationship. If you honor the prophet, you will receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of righteous man, you receive that reward. So you kind of get the feeling, you know, it's the dimension that of the person that you honor. If you honor them as if they're a realtor and they're a pastor and they're still a father. So just think about what dimension am I honoring? Am I honoring them as a father? Am I honoring them as a pastor? Am I honoring them on the business aspect of it? So we want to think about that. And so honor is currency. It's not a gift. It's a chosen virtue. So if you honor, surely you can dishonor. And before we move along, we don't have much time. I just want to give you an example of dishonor in the Bible. So because we've, you know, talked about, you know, what honor is and it gives you access. But if you can do one thing, you can do the opposite of it. And we definitely don't want to dishonor. Here's an example of dishonor. 2 Kings 2 and 23 to 24 says, and he meaning they're referring to Elisha in this juncture. He went up thence unto Bethel, and he was going up by the way. There came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, go up, thou bald head. Go up, thou bald head. And then the scripture declares, when you read it on, it says, and Elisha turned back and he looked at him. The Bible says he looked on them and cursed them. Now, he didn't just curse them. There was an order to this cursing. He cursed them in the name of the Lord. Look at that one. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood and tear 42 children of them. Isn't that something? We definitely don't want to dishonor. Let me give you an example. I'm going to read it again in Elisha, but I'm gonna make a difference here. And Elisha went up from thence unto Bethel, and he was going up by the way, and he came forth little children out of the city, and they mocked him and said unto him, oh my God, this pastor is homosexual. Oh my God, she a lesbian. Oh my God, did you hear what she said? Oh my God, did you hear that she was committing adultery? Oh my God, I don't like the way she teach. Oh my God, I don't like the way she preach. Oh my God, I wouldn't listen to them if my life depended on it. And the Bible said he turned back and looked on them and curse them in the name of the Lord. Be careful. Be careful. We don't ever want to get into the realm of dishonor. Dishonor, it accesses you to close doors. Honor gives you access to realms you wouldn't believe. So we just want to be careful. That's not what I'm teaching on today, but I just wanted to touch a little bit on that because that's going to help us. That's going to help us. That's going to help us
walk into realms that's going to help us operate in different realms that's going to help us be compliant, which we're going to talk about a little bit of today about being compliant. So I know we don't have much time, but I wanted to quickly talk to you about application today. And then we will apply what we have learned by proceeding boldly to the throne of grace. Application. Application is the action of putting something into operation. I'm going to say it again. Application is the action of putting something into operation. You got to apply it. It's the application of a thing. And so as we are intercessors, and what does that mean? We're gap fillers. We're middlemen. We're advocates. What do we do? We advise and we represent men and women in the courts before God, who is the judge, the government, and in private legal matters. So it's I can say that we're likened to attorneys. We communicate with people. We communicate with the judge. One good thing about our courts is that we don't have to worry about having a judge that is not fair or that is tainted. We get the same judge every time. And our advocate, Jesus Christ. We can thank our advocates for this. We also have to conduct research and analysis of legal problems, interpret laws, rulings, and regulations. We just can't come to prayer all sloppy. For individuals, intercessors, we are partially following protocol. We are partially following protocol and not meeting simple conditions in prayer. That's why it's not that God can't do it. It's not that he doesn't want to do it. We're not taking the time to be organized. We have not learned the laws of God, the laws of the courts, the laws of the spirit realm, the character of God, the ways of God. God's word is his will. I know you already know this. His word is his will. His will is his word. And his integrity will always be wrapped in his word. Listen. We have not been getting in our word. We have we're acting like as if we are unlearned. We're offering him a prayer collage. Some of us, we're interceding. First, you starting with a petition, then you're moving over here, then you're moving over there, then you're moving over here, then you're moving over here. I get it. You feel, hey, I'm praying. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you something. There's an order to prayer. There's a protocol. There are conditions that you're missing. That's not why you're seeing results. Not that that realm, as last time I told you, it's open. It's open. He's willing and able to do it. He's done it. But we got to check our protocol and our conditions. Let me tell you this. You talk too much. Some of us, you talking too much. You all over the place. You crying one moment. You emotional one moment. You saying this one moment. You over here one moment. I get it. The Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. And because he's such a sweet God, we obtain that mercy. But I promise you, you ain't finding that grace. Because our tears, now don't give me, I'm going to explain this. Our tears, they don't move him up off of the throne. He does have mercy. He is a God of compassion. But just because you're crying, that doesn't mean that prayer is going to be answered. So when you get through from the priestly anointing, you have to wipe those tears, and then you have to operate in the realm of the kingly anointing. Check Revelation. It tells you, check his word. His word, I promise you, he doesn't lie. Let me tell you. I just said some of us are out of order. Listen, I want you to keep it safe from now on. I want you to just speak the word. Get out of your emotion, speak the word. Let me tell you why. When anything hears the rhema and the logos, movement starts. When anything hears the rhema and the logos, movement starts. You want to activate it? Let everything that he is the rhema and the logos. It's the entrance of the word that gives light. It's the entrance of the word that gives light. The atmosphere starts to respond. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. When the atmosphere hears the rhema and the logos, it starts to respond. You start to activate the angelic hosts. They're like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. We hear the rhema and the logos. We hear faith. We hear the prayer, not just in faith, the prayer of faith. You know what's the difference? One is the prayer in faith, one is the prayer of faith. The prayer in faith, you start asking, seeking, and knocking. The prayer of faith, you already know that you're praying you're by the covenant. And guess what? Some of us don't even know our rights. We're missing it. We got to tighten up. I can get on here and start teaching about the spirit realm and the courts and all this. I can go deep and just start teaching you all these biblical topics and what we need to know. First of all, we got to get in order in prayer. We're out of order. I get it. You know, sometimes, you know, I know we've been taught, hey, look, you can go to God. God, you can go him as you are and you can go to him. He hears you. He hears all your prayers. That's a lie. No, he don't. Stop trying to make God. He's a precious, beautiful God. Stop trying to take his character and taint it. Because his integrity is his character. His character is an integrity, and it's wrapped up in his word. Let me tell you something. Isaiah 1 and 15 said, when you spread out your hands in prayer, I hide my eyes from you. Even when you offer many prayers. Listen, when you offer many prayers, guess what he said? Oh, and I'm sorry to break your heart, and I love y'all so much. But let me tell you what the Lord God Almighty, what Adonai says. He says, guess what? I ain't listening. I'm not listening. He said, your hands are full of blood. Listen, if you're going to put God to the test, you must be in compliance, in compliance. This is not a joke. We're going into other demonic realms. We're going into things we can just foresee. We almost in a generation of our children being unchurched. The fine is costly. I can come and teach, like I said, about navigating the spirit, the courts of heaven, biblical topics that are so deep. But we're going to start seeing the manifestations of our prayers. We need to be in order. We are praying in perfection when we have not the mind of Christ. The Bible said, let this mind that's be in you also with the same mind in him. So there's a certain mannerism. That's a certain order. That's a certain mind that you have. We got to have the mind of Christ. We're seated in heavenly places. We should be operating as intercessors in excellence, in compliance, in authority, in knowledge, with understanding. That's what the world tells us. So where do we fall short? Where do we fall short, Eudania? Okay, we got this part. Come boldly to the throne of grace, right? We got that. We're seated in heavenly places. We are right standing with the Father. We got that. Therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace in the help of need. What? We're confident. If our hearts are clean before him, we're good. We got that part, right? Right? Then we have the confidence. This is the confidence that we have in you that you hear us when we pray, right? Then we come believing. Now listen, this is the protocol. This is the order. We come believing, not in unbelief. Some of you guys are not, I'm telling you, tainting your prayers with unbelief. You believe that he can do it, but you're falling short on his integrity. I'm going to say it again. You believe that he can do it. We're not saying that you don't believe, but you're falling short on his integrity. Ooh, your soul and your spirit man are not aligning. That's what makes you double-minded. You ever wanted that scripture? The Bible says you are double-minded in all your ways. You obtain nothing. That's what's double-minded. Your soul and your spirit man. Your spirit man and your soul, that's two different things. They're not in agreement. They ain't in agreement. That's another teaching for another day, but I want to just move on. So when you believe, you receive. When you pray. The time to believe is when you pray. Not when the answer turns up. You already got that. So here, let's move on. The answer, the next thing is we ask in faith with a strong expectation. The Bible says in James, it says 1:6-7 says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, with no doubting, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. That's why you tossed. That's why you tossed. But let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from me. So guess what? What do you have to do? Sometimes when you don't have faith in an area, it's okay. It's okay. You might not believe that today he's going to heal you. You might not believe that today your children be saved. You might not believe today that your husband is coming. You might not. But let me tell you, friend, let me tell you, go to the scriptures. Find the promise. Find your 3-4 scriptures. Find it and build yourself up. Build it up. Build it up. Build it up. I'm going to tell you why. Build it up. Build it up. Build up your faith. Build up your faith until everything that comes out of your mouth is a yay, not a nay. Everything comes out of your mouth is strong and you're saying it by faith. So then you're going to move out of the realm of praying in faith. You're going to be praying the prayer of faith. See, when you pray the prayer of faith, you pray by your stance because of the covenant that you have in him. So when that goes before into the atmosphere, you say it one time and it's done because you know your stance by the covenant I have with Jesus Christ because I know my laws. I know that the Son says that I'm free and free indeed. Why we got to pray to be free? That's a law. That's by way of the covenant. The Bible said that. Why are we spending 18 hours to be healed? Why? Why are you spending so much time to be healed? That's your right to be healed. I get it. You might pray that prayer and the next day you hurting. And now you're like, dang, I just prayed yesterday. Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. You're gonna be tested. Don't move. Don't move in doubt. I beseech you by the mercies of God. Don't move. And here is an important one. We come with the heart of forgiveness. Here's where you fall short. You fall short in the heart of forgiveness. Some of you got art with your pastors. Some of you got art with your leaders. Some of you got unforgiveness with your mentors. You have unforgiveness. You on the prayer line. You might have a little bit of some against the people who orchestrated the prayer. You out of line. You out of order. Check yourself. You might have it with your husband. You might have unforgiveness with your wife. You might have unforgiveness with your best friend. Your best friend. You might have a little jealousy. You might. It's something in there. The Bible says, and when we stand praying, forgive. That's a protocol. That's a condition before you answer prayer. You're missing it. You're doing it. Not God. He's well able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask or think, according to the riches in heaven. The Bible says, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, there will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Neither will he forgive them. This is where, and here's the last thing in prayer. I just gave you the order. The last thing, thanksgiving. We have a relationship with God. Finally, we come with a heart of thanksgiving. The Bible says in Philippians, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be known. We just did it unto God. And the peace of God. And the peace. That's why you ain't got peace. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Once you pray, we know that we have the answer. And we can be confident because we express our confidence with what? The thanksgiving. Because we know we already have our answer. Now it's the time to celebrate. So here are just a couple of things before we go into prayer, before we end it. I want you to know, you guys need to study the promise. The promise is a covenant or declaration that one will do what they said or something will happen just as they pledged. That's a God. You gotta know. If you can't speak the promise if you don't know what it is, little sugar. Protocol and conditions. Know the conditions for the prayer. Some of the prayers have conditions. The conditions is the state of something with regard to its appearance, its quality, or working order. It has a significant or influence on, or it determines the manner of the outcome. Did you hear that? The conditions determines the matter of the outcome. Meet the conditions, little sugar. You have to meet the conditions of prayer. I'm telling you, we're getting ready to see things happen like never before. We're getting ready to activate this realm. It's already done. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you this morning. We give you honor and we give you glory this morning, sweet Jesus. And so, Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find favor with him. We have to do this morning, oh God. And so, Father, we come, oh God, asking if there anything in our hearts this morning, oh Father, hey, that we release unforgiveness, aught, malice, jealousy, oh God. We repent this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because the scriptures declare, oh Father, that you're willing and able to forgive us if we confess our sins and our faults to you this morning, God. So, Father God, I pray for each and every vessel on this line this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hey, glory to your name, Father. Father, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus that we have stepped into a realm like never before, Father. Father, I thank you, oh Father, that we will begin to see the glory of the Lord through demonstration, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. I pray for strength. I pray for peace. I pray for honor. I pray for speed, Father. I decree, I activate the law of speed, God. Hey, glory to your name, sweet Jesus. And Father, I thank you, oh God. And I thank you, Father. I activate the law of thanksgiving on the line on today, oh Father. Thank you for answer prayers, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. And so I bless the people on the line today, oh God, by way of the spirit realm, oh Father. Father, I unlock the doors in the spirit realm first, because first it's in the spirit and it manifests in the earth realm, God, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, oh God. And so, Father, I just decree and declare, oh Father, I take a step, oh God, I take a step forward in the spirit realm, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I dispatch angelic beings, oh God, on behalf of each and every person on the line today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that from now on, Father, we're going to activate the blessings. We're going to activate it by our faith, oh God, in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For the scriptures declare it's impossible to please you. It's impossible to please you without faith, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. So, Father, we ask you as believers, as our covenant right. And, Father, I stand this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hey, by the rod of a higher priesthood. Hey, and I speak the prophetic, the written word of God, that each person on the line, we are healed by your stripes. It's our covenant right to be healed. We receive the healing of the Lord. We receive the wealth dimension of the Lord, oh Father, because you have given us power to get wealth this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, we're going to watch our emotions. We will not be emotional beings, oh God, but we will be a people, oh Father, that operate in the priestly anointing, that operate in the kingly anointing, oh God. We will access the accessory realm like never before, Father, seeing results, oh God, decreeing results, oh God, and being in expectation of a move from you, God. That's how we get you to move off of your throne, and by admonishing, oh God, by reverencing, and by following the protocols of the laws of heaven, by following, oh God, the protocols and the conditions of prayer, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. You will not make a mockery out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, our God is well able to save. He's well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to all them riches in his glory, oh God. We're seated in heavenly places, oh God. He has given us authority. We operate and we act in that authority. It's been given to us. The golden scepter has been extended this morning. He's showing you, baby, how to enter in. He's showing you how to get results. He's showing you not to keep being depressed after you got on your little prayer line with your little prayer intercessors, and then you get off the line saying he still ain't did it, not because he can't do it. Follow the protocol. Follow the conditions of prayer. Put his integrity on the line. God, we put your integrity on the line this morning. We put your integrity on to put them to the test. Put them to the test this morning. Put them to the test this morning. Try them. Try them. Try him this morning by his word. Follow his conditions. Research it. If you're praying for something, research it this morning. Look and see if there's any conditions to that prayer. Anything that he told you to do that you didn't do. Anything that he told you to say that he didn't say. Follow the protocol this morning. There's a protocol for your job. There's a protocol in the house of the Lord. There's always protocol. Follow protocol this morning. Be in the right standings. So therefore, you're going to look up everything that you pray for. Everything, whether it be a yay or a nay. You'll still, a no is still an answer. It's still an answer, baby. It's still an answer. At least you got one. Just follow his protocol. That's what the Lord wants us to get in our hearts this morning, to get in our minds this morning. We got to tighten up his intercessors. Quit just throwing him a whole big oxtail press suit. You just throwing everything in there. Everything, all bunched up together. Ain't no order to nothing. God is a God of order. Read Leviticus. He's a God of order. So we seal this prayer with thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for the testimonies that will be given, Father. We thank you for the testimonies, oh God. We thank you for increase, God. We thank you for new careers, new jobs, God. We thank you for debt cancellation this morning, oh God. Thank you, sweet Jesus. We thank you, Father, for our children of salvation. We thank you for them husbands that we're praying for, God. We thank you for the wives that we're praying for, God. We thank you. We give you the scriptures. Why do I want a wife or a husband? Because the Lord says that man shall not live alone. You better give him what he said. You better give him something to work with. Give him something to work with. But you also have to give him his word. Put him to the test this morning. We thank you this morning. We love you this morning, Jesus. We give you this honor this morning, all the honor this morning. Hey, we will not be sitting back day after day talking about God didn't do it. Stop it. Stop it. Shift. 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 Shift this morning. Get in compliance. The fine is costly when you're not in compliance. It's costly. It's costly. So we thank you. And we praise you, Jesus. We close this prayer with a prayer with thanksgiving. The Bible said, give thanksgiving unto him. And this is the confidence that we have in you, Christ Jesus. Hey, God, that you heareth us when we pray. And we pray in the name of Jesus to our God, the Father. I love you so good. And I pray that you have a better than beautiful day today. Get in your word today. Get in your word today. It's imperative. I get it. You know, oh, I'm praying. But check the status. Check your protocol. Check it. Are you in alignment? Just check it today. I beseech you to check it today. We love you. We thank you for being on the line today. Thank you. And we're moving forward. Greater is he that is in us. That he is in the world. Have a beautiful day. Once again, I'm Eudania, and I love you all so good.